Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, this week I want to comment on South Africa's agricultural trade activity in the first quarter of 2024. The first point to underscore is that as a country, we are on a journey to improve the logistics network. We have all read about the inefficiencies in the ports, railway line, road networks that are poorly maintained by municipalities and the others, and all of these are weighing on the export-oriented sectors of our economy, and agriculture is one of those sectors of the economy. But we also must appreciate that over the past few months, Transnet, government, organized business, organized agricultural stakeholders, and many role players within the logistics industry have all sat down to think about ways of improving the efficiency of the South African ports. And yes, in recent weeks, we saw the news coming out of the World Bank highlighting the inefficiencies of our ports, which is something we have to pay attention to. But equally, we must pay attention to the positive results that are coming out of these collaborations that we've been having. And also the improvement, to an extent, in efficiencies at our ports. And importantly, the clarification that Transnet issued about the World Bank report methodology issues and some of the gains that they are seeing through the effort to improve the efficiency of the South African ports. And I think the whole issue of logistics is important because it is a lifeblood of many sectors of our economy, agriculture and other exporting sectors of the economy, mining, manufacturing, and the likes. So it's something that we have to pay attention to at the ports, at the railway line, and also in the roads. But I also think that we must use some of the indicators on our export performance as somewhat of a overlaying theme of seeing that, are we seeing some improvement in our exports? Are there any gains that we are making on the volumes that we are pushing out of the country since the start of all of these interventions that are being put in place by many stakeholders collaboratively with Transnet? And that's something that I want to focus on within the agricultural sector, because I think we all saw the challenges at the ports of Cape Town at the start of the year, as well as the interventions that were made by business and Transnet to try to resolve some of those problems. And yes, they did come at a cost to an extent to the farming businesses. But if we take a step back and we actually look at our performance, I do think that we can all agree that there are some positive gains that are coming out. What am I talking about? What I'm talking about is that if you take a step back and you say, how did South Africa's agricultural exports actually perform in the first quarter of 2024? You will realize that exports increased by 6% on a year-on-year basis and reached about $3.1 billion, not South African rands, dollars. This is the data that is coming out of Trademap. And of course, this improvement was not only just the price issue, but also the volume. So we see this because of higher volume as well as the higher prices. And you may ask a question and say, what products were actually leading those exports? And in that product list, you will see a lot of fruits and wine, which actually was exported through the port of Cape Town. Here I'm talking about grapes, apples, pears, wine, apricots, fruit juices, peaches, and apricots. And of course, there were also some other products within that top 10, like maize, wool, sugar, that were also amongst the products that are exported. But if you stretch the list beyond those products, you will see that there's a lot more that in South Africa we put out to the export markets. And by this, I'm trying to say that within the Cape Town ports, with all of those challenges, we have seen some better performance since those interventions that were made there. So the efforts of the organized agriculture groups, logistics entities, colleagues at Transnet that are working tirelessly also to see this, it is paying off. And what we need to do as a country is really to press on with all of those collaborations and embrace new ideas about how should we be dealing with the logistics network in South Africa to continue to see the gains. Some ideas are coming out of the National Treasury and the presidency through Operation Vulindlela and many other stakeholders. And I think we should be open to those so that we get our logistics network efficient. And of course, this is the ports issue, but we have problems on the railway line, we have problems on the roads, because for many commodities, over 70% of the products is transported by road. So the road network also needs to be improved. But not only that, we have to reduce that volume and ensure that some of the products are actually back on rail. I mean, the grain industry is one of the examples of that, where you have now roughly 80% of the products on road, but it used to have a substantive volume that will be on rail. So those are all things that we need to think about and the cost of doing that. And I know there are people who are thinking deeply about these problems. But I do think that at the same time, we have to acknowledge some of the gains that are being made, such as these positive exports figures, because that volume improvement is testimony to a certain extent to improvements that we are seeing also within our ports. Now, you may ask a question and say, sure, your exports are up 6% in the first quarter, reaching $3.1 billion. But where are these exports going? What if they are going more to Africa and they have nothing to do with the ports? Those exports, indeed, a lion's share of them, 42%, is to the African continent. But that figure is no different than the previous quarters. If you stretch back for the past 10 years or so, you'll realize that about 40% on average of South Africa's agricultural exports go to the African continent. And to the African continent, it's mainly maize, a maize meal, as well as animal feed pellets, sugar, it's apples and pears. We do have fruit juices, we have ciders, fermented beverages, and also soybean oil that are amongst the products that we send to the African continent. But the fruits and the wines that I was talking about that go to the EU and elsewhere in the world, they still are using our ports and going through the Durbans and the Cape Town and the PE, all of these ports that we need to see improvement on in addition to what we send inland. Now, where did then other products go if 42% was exported to the African continent? The EU regained its position as the second largest market, agricultural market for South Africa, overtaking Asia and the Middle East. And about 22% of South Africa's agricultural exports in the first quarter of 2024 went to the EU. These were grapes, apricots, peaches, cherries, plums, wine, apples and pears, dates, figs, avocados, guavas, mangoes, fruit juices. These were mainly the products. And of course, wool also was some of the product that we actually, as a country, exported to the EU. And 19% of our products was to the third largest market, which is Asia and the Middle East. Within Asia and the Middle East, it was again apples and pears, grapes, a lot of wool, beef, very important, and I think that beef will remain an important product to the Middle East and Asia with all of these new opening of markets in Saudi Arabia, as well as China, that I have recorded some of the podcasts talking about that. And in addition, of course, sugar, citrus, apricots, cherries, peaches, mutton and lamb, and soybean were some of the products that we exported to Asia and the Middle East. And we will continue to see these markets growing. The Americas accounted for about 6% of South Africa's agricultural exports in the first quarter. And of course, that leaves us with about 10% to the rest of the world. But within that 10%, you do have the UK, which takes a market share of that. The point is that the exports are well diversified in terms of products, but also well diversified in terms of the markets that we are able to access as South Africa. But of course, as a country, we are not just a one-way country in terms of exports. We also import. And in the first quarter, we imported agricultural products worth $1.6 billion. Yes, down 4% year on year. But this decline was more of a slightly lower volume and lower prices because of the composition of the products, of course, that we import. Because if you look at the products that South Africa imports a lot, you find wheat, you find rice, you find palm oil, you find a bit of poultry, as well as whiskies that South Africa imports. And the lower rice and the wheat prices much of the first quarter of this year in part added to that decline in the price that you see or value of South African agricultural imports in the first quarter of this year. Why are we importing wheat? We don't have a favorable climatic condition to plant all of the wheat we need. We import about half of the wheat that we consume as a country. In terms of rice, we are a semi-arid country. We import all of the rice that we consume as South Africa. Similarly, with palm oil that we import. In poultry, we continue to see some improvement in our poultry sector, but we still expose with about roughly 20% or so of the annual poultry consumption is imported in South Africa. Now you take the imports and you subtract them from exports, that leaves South Africa with the agricultural trade surplus of about $1.4 billion in the first quarter of this year. That's up 20% year on year. So that's really an excellent stuff. It reflects the falling of imports as well as that rise in exports that we saw. So this is good performance. Now, this is all reporting really of what we are reading from a data, but I do think that I must end my input this week with some policy consideration, because it's not just about talking about what has happened, but what should policymakers or those that are thinking in policy or South Africans in general be demanding from our leaders to say, this is one of the areas we want you to focus on in agriculture and the export. And I think in that story of exports, the one thing must happen is that we must continuously improve the efficiencies of our logistics network as a country. Investments in rail, improvement of roads by municipalities and the others that are involved on that, as well as these collaborations that are happening at the ports. These are things that must continue and not end now. And there's a new leadership at Transnet that is deeply focused on these things. And I think that they should be supported by all South Africans and the new political leaders that are coming in a new administration so that they continue that work. Because without logistics, we will not see a thriving agricultural sector without efficient logistics network. So this is priority. The second aspect is that we must work on retaining the market access that we have in the EU, much of Africa, Asia, the Middle East, and the Americas, especially in this world of today that is growingly divided, fragile with geopolitical tensions that we see. And I think that those that are in foreign policy in South Africa should walk this careful step of making sure that they are aligned with our economic interests as a country, because these are fundamental for growing sectors like agriculture, ensuring sustainability and job creation. Because as a country, we export about half of what we produce already in agriculture. And if we are to grow, we have to sustain those markets, because without them, we will see a fall in the value, fall in income for farmers. And of course, that will have consequences for jobs and the growth of the sector. And I think the third point that the policymakers in South Africa should be focusing on is to say, now that we have retained markets, we focus on logistics, we also have to open up new markets, especially within this BRICS Plus area. Countries like China, India, Saudi Arabia should be priority. Yes, BRICS is not a trade bloc. It is a political orientation, but it offers avenues for conversation and deepening economic ties with some of the members there. And I think in South Africa, we should continue to pursue that. In addition to BRICS, in my perspective, South Korea, Japan, Vietnam, Taiwan, Mexico, the Philippines, Bangladesh are some of the interesting markets. That is South Africa, we should be focusing on that. And I think the Department of Agriculture and the DTIC should actually be focusing on those aspects. And lastly, I will again underscore that the Department of Agriculture, as well as the Department of Trade Industry, needs to work together to think about sharpening and expanding the agricultural markets and dealing with the export expansion, SPS issues that are in certain markets, so that we can continue to see improvement as a sector. But I think the most important thing also to underscore is that, yes, we have logistical stuff, but we can take comfort that there are some improvements that are there. And if anything, these figures of agriculture, I do think that they signal that. And yes, when I comment for the next quarter, you may see the figures somewhat declining, but I still think that that will not be an issue of the logistics, but it will be reflecting the midsummer drought that we had in South Africa. It will not be the decline that they are going into the negative, but I think that it will be more of a muted performance because we did have a midsummer drought in the grain industries of South Africa. But I think overall, it's a solid performance in agricultural exports for South Africa in the first quarter of 2024. And with that, folks, let me leave it there. My name is Wandile Sihlobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria in South Africa. You can read a bit about some of the things that I write in my blog. The link for it is in the description of this podcast. Also, follow me on socials, Wandile Sihlobo, across all socials. Check out our podcasts and follow them on socials, also under Mkokeli Podcast, and read more about some of the things that I write in the organizations that I work for website, which is the Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa, www.agbiz.co.za. Thanks for listening.